The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
If you build your own, they will come.
Hey, Annie! Annie, what was that?
What was what?
That voice just now. What was it?
We didn't hear anything.
If you build your own, they will come.
Okay, you must have heard that.
Leave it up to Gary.
I heard him back there laughing in the studio yesterday.
Well, let me add something to the conversation. I was just on the phone with Jay. When you're going, driving up 89A to Jerome, and you pass the old school on the left, on the right, just before the curve, there is a cage, and inside the cage is a yellow truck. I've passed by it a gazillion times, and it's been bugging me. What's the story behind it? What is the story? Well, he finally tells me the owner lives in Jerome. It's a Dodge 52 or 53 Suburban. I guess they had a Suburban back then. And it's nicknamed the Yellow Banana. And apparently that truck was used up until the point the brakes went out and the owner put it into that cage. But Jay tells me it's one of the most photographed subjects in Arizona. People will see it, stop just to take a picture of it. And I think, I'm sure Arizona Highways and Robert
Steve.
Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. What an oddity.
Yellow banana.
The yellow banana. So now I got that. Now I'll see you after the show. I'm going to go up to Jerome now.
You know, Jerome, if you go up there, it sits nestled on the side of the hill, like you talked about, the Jerome Grand Hotel. You just look out and you have these great views. It is all slanted. So if you're, you know, wanting flat ground, there's also Clarkdale and Cottonwood just down below.
He talked about the wine tasting. I'm thinking about the mountain grade. It's on a, man, this would be entertaining at 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to see everyone walk down the stairs on the side of the hill.
And also, if you just want a place to hang out and then go check out all the local Arizona state parks we have. There, you know, there's six in that area. I'm going to give away six sets of state park passes this morning if you text Jerome to 411-923. But it's Slide Rock, Dead Horse, how do you say it?
Dead Horse State Park. That's in Cottonwood.
Fort Verde, great historic.
In Camp Verde.
Mm-hmm. Jerome State Historic Park, right there in Jerome. Red Rock, Slide Park, and then the Verde River Greenway State Natural Area, which is just an area you can get in the water and a riparian area right close by.
So what is Toosie Goot then, if that's not a state park?
You know, that's a good question. It wasn't listed right where I was looking.
Yeah.
But they also have one that they're working on. It's not even open. It's called Rockin' River. So that would be a cool one.
Very cool. Well, that is and you have six passes that you're going to give out.
I'll give away six sets.
Six sets.
Mm-hmm. If you text us, well, I'll give two tickets, and it gets you an adult and a child and and parking.
So between now and the end of the break, anyone mm-hmm. that texts Jerome will pick six random names and send them these passes.
Yeah. I have former Mayor Phil Gordon on the phone here. He just called up, and Mayor, are you there?
I am there.
Okay. He has a story about Jerome he wants to let us in on.
And you know what? You say former mayor. I'm so Mr. Uncurrent Events. I still, when someone says, who's the city Phoenix mayor? I'm like, oh, it's Phil Gordon.
I'll take it. How's that? The current mayor may not appreciate it, but I do.
How's that? Hey,
I just wanted to let everybody
the best
know
thing,
about.
The best thing you ever did, Mayor Gordon, was your front porch program where you were putting benches on front porches to encourage the community to come out and sit out together. I loved that.
I still see some of those benches when I go help some neighborhoods. So we all work together on that. And I appreciate, you know, what you and your dad and family did to help promote that. When the tsunami years ago when I was mayor in Indonesia wiped out most of that country, one of the islands, Phoenix adopted a small little city where it lost two-thirds of its population, mm-hmm. Mayulabo. And Jerome was so touched by what had happened and what we were doing that every citizen at the time donated at least $1 and sent it to us because they were so small, they didn't think they would make a difference, and sent it to us. And I've never forgotten. I've always talked about that. And when you were talking with the vice mayor, I just wanted to convey that to your listeners. I know it doesn't have to do with talking about, but that shows the heart and soul of that little community.
It does have a big heart for hospitality and obviously for caring about others.
Yeah. So, but anyway, and I listen to your program, so I love it.
We appreciate that.
You all have a great, great day, okay?
Thank you.
And what? How do I address you now? Is it Mr. Gordon?
Phil, whatever you want. You
know? Thanks, Phil.
I've always been Phil. Take care.
You would have to have a heart for people to host 1.2 million people on a town that is only populated by 451.
I get grumpy when all the snowbirds come back. I can't imagine. You can't even hardly get, you know, you can't park or anything. But yeah, thanks, Jerome, for hosting Arizona.
We had a texter wanting to know when and where to go look at the fall colors in Arizona. We have aspen trees. We have beautiful mountain landscapes you can go to. Well, Mom just found this website, flagstaffarizona.org/fall. They have a leafometer, and it's broken down by city. And you click on the city of Flagstaff, the leafometer still says it's green. So we're not into the reds yet. Oak Creek, green. The Arboretum at Flagstaff, still green. Arizona Snowbowl, green. The Inner Basin, still green. So
I think we'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know when it gets closer.
Keep an eye on your Flagstaff leafometer.